This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lin. What happened to March? We blinked and it's nearly over, but events and activities for us to enjoy are just ramping up as the weather turns better. Our things to do, curator Tanya Pendleton tells us about what's happening this weekend and beyond. Good morning, Tanya.
Good morning, Jennifer. Is it warm outside yet? No matter what, we've got some hot music coming your way. I've been waiting for this guy to come to town, and he is finally here. Gary Clark Jr. is at the Met Philadelphia on Friday night. He hails from Austin, Texas, and he's one of the most talented young bluesmen of this era. The latest released, This Land, is a mixture of blues, R&B, and hip-hop, and it just came out about a month ago. This is where I come from.
Is an amazing guitarist.
Yes, he is, and he is definitely working his way towards legend status. And his show gets started at 8:30. We've also got some musicians in town that have already cemented their legacies. Los Lobos is at the Keswick and Glenside on Friday night, and their show starts at 7:30.
Me gusta tocar guitarra, me gusta cantar el sol. El mariachi me acompaña cuando canto mi canción.
And Kiss is here. Hair, makeup, jumpsuits and all. They're at the Wells Fargo on Friday night. And they're saying, sadly for their fans, that it's going to be their last tour ever. It's sold out, but you will be able to find some tickets via authorized resellers. There's still a few left, I checked.
Remember when Gene Simmons walked out on that interview with Terry Gross on Fresh Air? Oh, that was amazing.
He's a crazy man.
It seems like Friday is going to be a busy night for great music.
Jennifer, not just Friday night. April marks the start of Jazz Appreciation Month. There's an array of jazz-related concerts and events throughout the month in Philly and around the country. But Philly's going to kick it off in style with a reception at City Hall and the Mayor's Reception Room. It's tonight at 7:30 and it's free, but you've got to register beforehand. We'll have links to the full schedule of events all around the city this month on WHYY.org/things to do.
All right. Well, what else is going on?
The Phillies! Their home opener is today. In a few hours, they're going to be starting off right about 3 o'clock, and you might be able to find some tickets once again at those authorized resellers, but there are definitely seats for the Saturday and Sunday games. And all three of those games are versus the Atlanta Braves.
Or watch on TV.
You could do that too, absolutely.
Well, beyond Philadelphia, what's new this week?
I am so excited. The Winter Tour Museum is hosting an exhibition called Costuming the Crown. Now, if you're a big fan of that Netflix show about Queen Elizabeth II's life, you'll likely want to attend the Saturday panel discussion as well. The designers and creators from the show are going to be there, and they're going to talk about their Emmy-winning work on the show. That's at 3 p.m. at the Winter Tour, and it is a ticketed event. The exhibit, featuring 40 costumes from the show, is there until January of 2020.
And get this, Oscar winner Olivia Colman is replacing Claire Foy, the actress who played Queen Elizabeth in the first two seasons.
I don't think that's going to be a downgrade if you go from a Golden Globe winner to an Oscar winner, though Claire was wonderful as Queen Elizabeth. Olivia, I'm sure, will be great. She's going to play the older queen as season three moves through the 60s and 70s of Queen Elizabeth's reign.
Period pieces fascinate me, like our very own Victoria, which, of course, people can see on WHYY TV and Passport.
Yes, another show about a powerful queen. And we've got some period pieces on stage this week as well. Oscar Wilde's The Importance of Being Earnest is playing through April 14th at Villanova Theater. That play was first staged in 1895. And at the Ritz Theater in Haddon Township, Tennessee Williams' classic, The Glass Menagerie, is ending its run on Sunday.
Thank you for your help this week, Tanya Pendleton of Things to Do. Where do we find out more?
Head to WHYY.org/things to do. We've got the details on everything you've just heard about and more, including Philly Wine Week, which starts on Monday. Sure to be one of my favorite weeks of the year.